Hello, my friends. Welcome to English on Command podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, please share with your friends or leave me a little review. Today is going to be a super powerful episode. How do you learn English fast? It is so common for you guys and girls out there to spend years learning language. You started at school, then university, and so on and on. But do you speak English as good as you want now? Are you a confident speaker? From any perspective, learning a language is obviously a huge time investment, right? That's why we want to learn faster, to learn English rapidly, right?You want to learn faster so you can achieve more. You learn English, or any skill for that matter, for a particular goal. Again, you have to have a particular goal. If there is no use for what you're learning, then eventually you will be bored. So you have to have a particular goal. I've been teaching English in different countries in Europe and Asia, and what I've noticed is that there is a difference.There is a difference in how people learn. Some do it faster and some do it slower. So today I'll share with you a few tricks I've noticed to optimize your learning process, okay? What you want to do first is to forget or pretend to forget what you already know about the subject, about English, for example.So you can learn something brand new. Okay, I understand it may sound strange, but often a lot of people don't learn faster because they feel like their cup is full already. And they feel like they know that already. From my experience, I think it is very important to start with a beginner's mind so you can learn more.I would also say forget about what's going on around you, what's going on in the world, or anything that's not urgent or important in your own world. Am I right? You're not productive if you are distracted, okay? Another thing I want to say is that some people set themselves a limit. In my opinion, again, it's also a bad idea.Regardless your age, your background, your education, your intelligence, your memory. Your learning is not fixed like your shoe size. For example, you can go to the gym and you can work out for 40 minutes by yourself, or you could go and you could get a personal trainer and achieve 10 times more during the same 40 minutes. So set your limitation aside.And focus on learning. Focus. I said focus. That's a good one. Our next trick is to focus. Be able to focus. If you feel overloaded with too much to learn in too little time, like do you have books on your shelf you haven't read yet? Do you get more than 10 emails a day or messages or whatever? Do you watch videos on YouTube for hours?There is so much information out there, but if you feel like you are stressed, like you can't keep up, here's the thing. You and I, guys, we all grew up with a 20th century education that prepared us for a 20th century world, where everyone, by the way, was working on the factories. But now we live in an age of autonomous electric cars and iPhones and spaceships that are about to go to Mars. But sadly, our vehicle of choice when it comes to learning is like a horse and a buggy. So one of the challenges is that our schools trained us to be very passive. That's the key word. So we need to sit quietly by ourselves, be lectured to, just consume information. But our brain doesn't learn based on consumption. It learns through creation, and so learning is not a spectator sport. It means you have to get involved. You have to take good, great notes. You have to ask lots and lots of questions. You have to think about it. You have to be actively engaged in the learning process. Okay? There are so many things you can do to be more active. As I've said many, many times, you are not learning English by reading books. You have to go and practice. Talk to your teacher. Talk to your friends. Watch a new movie. Read subtitles aloud. Imagine you are that actor. You have to be actively engaged in the process. Guys and girls, there are so much more to that, but I think this should be enough for today. So let this sink in. Please think about it. Think how you can optimize your own learning. And that's it. That's it. Please share if you enjoy the show. And as usual, you can go and check the description and get a 30% discount for my private one-to-one lessons. That's it. Have a good day, my friend. Bye-bye.